周六品味圈之逍遥谈 Selina。
四月份我哋嘅专题咧系讲有关阅读嘅，咁当然大家知道啦，阅读系我哋学习啦，同埋生活一个唔可以缺乏嘅一方面嘅。咁我哋好荣幸咧，就请嚟一个专家啦 ，Adrian Gear。咁 Adrian 自己咧系教师、作家，亦都系演讲者啦。咁佢有成25年嘅教学经验，教过小学，教过 ESL 班，咁佢亦都系出过7本嘅专业嘅书，亦都系 Simbi 嘅首席学习主管嘅。咁另外，一个我哋冇讲到嘅咧，就佢亦都有2个嘅细路仔啦。咁虽然而家已经系大个咗，咁但系咧佢亦都有经验系作为一个家长。咁所以咧喺呢方面咧，就想了解一下佢作为一个家长系点样样咧。就 So Adrian, we just disclosed one of your fact is you have 2 kids, and now we need to learn about you know what is your experience with your own kids learning and reading and all that kind of thing.
Well.It's interesting because you have 2 children and they're both very different. My boys went to school, elementary school, public school in Vancouver, and one of them was a struggling reader. Basically, in grade 2, the grade 2 teacher said to me, you know, we have some concerns with your son's reading. He's behind and really struggling. But,Because I had some background in reading instruction and also a little background in just listening to him read, what I discovered about him was that he was a struggling book reader, meaning that he struggled with the code. But what I discovered with reading with him regularly is thatChildren who struggle with code don't necessarily struggle with comprehension. So a struggling decoder is not necessarily a struggling thinker. So book reading and brain reading can be looked at sort of separate. You could struggle with book reading but still have good comprehension. Mm-hmm. So I found that important learning for me as a parent that could then also help me in the classroom.
嗯哼，系咯，咁啊 ，Adrian 有两个嘅细路仔啦，两个仔啦，咁佢咧就话佢个仔咧就喺呢度温哥华咧就系小学啦。咁喺2年班嘅时候咧，个教师咧就话俾 Adrian 听，佢话你个仔好似吓睇嘢方面、睇书方面有啲困难咁。咁 Adrian 喺呢方面嘅即系专家啦，咁佢就睇下啊，究竟系发生咩情况咧咁。咁佢又發現到佢當佢同佢讀書嘅時候咧，佢發覺咧原來佢個仔咧就係唔係好能夠將啲字去解碼嘅。咁呢一個咧就佢話齋係呢個係一個有困難去睇書，即係 book reader 啦。咁但係咧就係如果有困難係睇嘅話，佢唔一定話係一定有困難去理解。咁佢發現咧佢係喺解碼嗰度係有困難，但係佢喺理解方面咧係完全冇困難嘅。咁所以咧。佢咧就系即系知道咗之后咧，就系多啲时间咧，就系同佢等佢知道嗰个字嘅意思，而系多啲系同佢睇啊睇书方面。So how you help him then?
Well, I found reading aloud to him as often as I could was helpful because then he wasn't focused on the book reading. He could really focus on listening and the meaning of the story rather than struggling with words. He also really enjoyed listening to books on tape in the car, stories in the car. I'd go to the library and put the tape in, and that really helped him.
嗯哼，系啦，咁佢话为咗帮佢咧，就系成日会读啲书俾佢听啦，等佢咧就可以睇得到，咁佢可以睇住啲书跟住我读，咁亦都系一个好好方法。咁佢发觉咧，咁样嚟讲咧，佢可以咧就理解到嗰个书嘅嗰个意思啊，咁样啦，唔系话即系净系嗰个字点解咧，嗰个字点解咧，咁唔系咁样吓。咁佢发觉咧，原来咧好多时候咧，以前咧就可以喺啲图书馆嗰时咧借啲嘢，然后咧。 咧就喺可以喺架车度咧就俾佢哋播俾佢哋听，佢哋可以跟住本书咁样一路睇。咁呢个咧亦都系一个非常之好嘅方法啦。咁样，咁我知道而家咧啲父母家长都好面临，即系冇咩时间啊，咁样样吓同佢哋睇书，呢个系咪一个好现实嘅问题咧 ？So I know that a lot of parents say I don't have time. So is that a truly a reality for some of the issues that parents facing?
Time is precious, and I think it's universally is an issue. You know, we're busy. Parents are busy. They're working with COVID. They had to work at home, trying to balance work and family. It's just not easy, and then they feel guilty that they're, you know, it's really hard.
嗯哼，系啊，咁啊，家长真系啊冇时间啊，依家又要翻工啦，又要而家又要吓 COVID， 又要喺屋企做嘢啊，咁变咗咧，哇，真系冇咩时间。好多时我哋个罪恶感就系、是，哎呀，冇时间陪佢哋读书啊，冇时间同佢哋睇书啊，咁呢个咧都系一个家长面临嘅一个困境啊。Adrian，
so you know the research is very clear. The best way we can help our kids to read.Is to read with them and to them every day. But reality is we're busy and we don't always have the time to read, and especially at night when we have to do our own work or we have laundry or things. And so it's also an added challenge with parents that may not have English skills themselves.
嗯哼，咁呢个真系好现实啦。咁我哋冇时间，呢个真系非常之现实嘅一个问题啊。咁好多时咧，我哋冇时间可以同佢，但系咧即系一啲调查讲咧，我哋尽量俾啲儿童学嘅时候咧，就系多啲读俾佢哋听。咁現實嚟講，我哋真係唔係好多時間啦，有時又要煮飯啊，又要洗衫啊，好多家務要做。咁另外咧，另外一個困難咧，就係有啲父母可能對英語嚟講咧，自己本身可能都唔係好熟悉，咁所以依個咧更加係一個其他嘅問題啦。咁how do the digital reading platform like Simi can help?
Well, one of the things I really like about Simbi is that it allows parents to listen in.To their children reading, not live, but when a child records their own narration onto Simbi, the parent can go into the journey and listen, listen in on their own time. Also, there's the Tell Me button, which is a feature that allows parents to leave short messages to their children so they can listen in and maybe leave a message of,For example, great reading, Jack, or I really enjoyed the story, Susie, you know, to something like that.
咁佢話呢就喺呢個嘅 Simbi 呢一個嘅網上嘅閱讀平台呢，佢哋呢就有好多時呢就可以啲學童自己讀啦，咁可以家長佢哋因為可以聽返佢哋自己讀，可以錄低咗，咁可以聽返佢哋嘅進展係點樣啦。咁同埋呢喺話我知呢一個嘅 feature 裏面呢，佢哋呢可以留言㗎喎，咁有時呢你可以留一啲鼓勵性嘅說話，啊你做得好好啊，哇你今日睇咗好多書啊，咁對佢嚟講讲咧，亦都系即系感觉到自己好重要啦。咁有有时咧，我哋话咧就 bedtime story 都好紧要。咁佢哋又点样鼓励咧？咁 ，So what is the bedtime story campaign? How can that help the parents?
Well, we talked about parents being busy. They might not be available at bedtime to read the story to their child. So what Simbi allows is for parents to record a bedtime story for their child.Any time of the day on their mobile device.
原来咧父母咁忙啦，咁佢哋有一个 features 咧，就系话可以呢、这个即系夜晚床前能够读书，你可以之前录低咗俾佢哋。咁父母喺平时时间咧可以用啲时间录咗啲故仔，然后佢哋可以喺瞓觉嗰时候咧就系播俾佢哋听噶。
So maybe if you're on a lunch break, you have 5 minutes, you can go to Simbi, go into your child's reading journey, choose a book, read it out loud, record your voice, and then when your child is going to bed, even if you're not there in person to read, they can still hear your voice reading the story to them. And so this helps parents connect with their child through the story and is the next best thing to being there in person.
嗯哼，系啦，咁啊，即系如果系可以解决嘅话咧，有时咧你可以话系自己放食晏嘅时间啦，五分钟吓、可以去到 Simbi 呢一个嘅网站嗰度咧，可以睇下细路仔而家读紧边度啦，然后拣一本书，然后读俾佢哋听，咁然后咧亦都系可以录低咗。咁虽然啊如果你系真系冇时间系同佢喺床前嘅时候讲故仔嘅话咧，佢哋都可以听到你嘅声音，你嘅故仔。咁呢个都系一个好好嘅方法咯。So how does a parent share their own bedtime story with their child?
Well, it's very easy. As a parent can go to read.simbi.io and just sign up as a reader. It's completely free. Choose a book to narrate for your child, and then you'll have recorded your bedtime story. Oh. And for more information, you can check out hashtag Simbi Bedtime Story on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
嗯，哇，都好容易喎。佢话咧，可以上佢哋嘅网站咧，就系 read r e a d 啦，然后 dot Simbi s i m b i， 然后 dot i o。咁咧，你就可以喺嗰度咧，就系注册做一个读者啦。咁你可以拣一本书，然后咧就读俾你自己个细路仔知道。咁然后咧喺嗰度咧就可以喺瞓觉时候咧就可以听到噶咯。咁或者咧呢个咧亦都可以系 Simbi Bedtime Story 咧，可以喺念书啊、Instagram 同埋 Twitter 都可以揾到噶。咁如果啲父母想了解多啲关于呢、這个上次我哋讲到呢个 Simbi 嘅 Reading Coach 咧，又点样样咧？So if parents are interested about find out more about the Simbi Reading Coach, can you explain some of them?
Yes, absolutely. So it's a very easy process. The team walks you through the whole steps. If you Google Simbi S-I-M-B-I Reading Coach, you book an orientation session. And so in this, in my opinion, this is the best part of the Simbi Reading Coach, because there's a reading assessment that the coach will do for your child. And it was developed by me and a team of educators at Simbi. And for free, the month of April, you can receive that assessment.
嗯哼，咁佢咧呢个咧就好简单嘅啫。咁我哋可以咧就系 Google 啦，然后 Simbi Reading Coach S I M B I， 咁咧就系可以约一个嘅简介会啦。咁喺嗰度咧个简介会嗰度咧嗰个嘅阅读教练咧就会可以注册咗嘅时候咧，对佢嚟讲，我觉得咧系比较好咧，就系因为佢有一个免费嘅一个嘅阅读评估。咁喺四月份嘅啫，呢个系四月份咧，佢哋有一个免费嘅阅读评估，咁变咗咧，佢哋咧就佢哋嗰啲教练啦，个 team 人咧就可以同个学童嚟讲咧，就系有一个免费嘅评估咁样。So the assessment, what kind of assessment usually is that other assessment take place?
So typically, reading assessments can be very expensive, and also there's a long wait list to get on. So at Simbi for Reading Coach, one of the important parts of the connecting to the coach is that assessment. And during the month of April, we are offering a free reading assessment. What the assessment does is helps to identify the specific strengths and struggles that your student is experiencing in reading. Then the coach designs a very specific reading plan to target those areas to help improve reading.
嗯哼，咁咧，原来咧就通常我哋如果做呢啲咁嘅阅读嘅评估咧，都会可能多过$100啊，或者系要等一段时间啊咁。咁而家咧就喺四月份咧，佢哋 Simbi 嗰度咧就系有呢一个嘅免费嘅评估啦。咁佢注册咗之后咧，就有一个嘅专业嘅阅读嘅教练啦，就会同学生咧就做一个评估，睇下佢哋个强项啊，同埋佢哋个挑战喺边度啦。然后咧就系同佢哋厘定一个嘅阅读嘅计划，咁然后咧就可以帮到佢哋嘅，咁大家有兴趣咧就可以上佢哋嘅网站咧，就系 Simbi S I M B I dot I O 咁样嘅，咁就可以睇到更多嘅资料嘅。今日咧非常多谢 Adrian 嘅 ，Thank you so much Adrian for your time and I see talk to you next week. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.